WBR WFE 489 from WSHM 730.
Good morning, WRWB 49.
Yep, good morning. Just another Mantic Monday.
Let me guess, you wish it was Sunday?
Friday, actually. Loser one, loser two. Somebody said something there, some signal interfering with you again. Did you catch that, Mike? Somebody tried saying something, but that noise got them, whoever it was.
Yeah, I heard it, but I couldn't quite make it out. I don't know who it was or what it was.
That was that noise that gets, you know, when you're weak enough. I'm not sure if that's the Detroit side, or I think it's the Detroit side, that that growling noise. That's all I heard.
Yeah, I didn't hear it. Anyway, so what's new?
It's a new week. That's what it is. Good thing to keep in mind is, you know, at least for me, big 3-day weekend coming up. That's always a good thing.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah, I noticed this repeater here with Young T. It's got a long delay.
The Detroit side, yeah, I think so. That probably has something to do with all the other repeaters tied into it and the switching back and forth, this, that, and the other thing, but I think that's kind of common. I hear it a lot.
Yeah, copy. Okay. I've only noticed it on this, on the Mount Clemens.
Oh, maybe that's what it is. So I'm listening elsewhere, but I don't hear it on you. You hear it on me. But in any event, it's got something to do with the switching of the system, right? So, I mean, there's a lot of repeaters tied into it.
Yeah, I get you. Anyway, yeah, see, over the weekend we had a lot of tornado activity in the state here, off to the west.
Yeah, so were you within range of any of them, or?
Well, by the time it hit Genesee LaPierre, it was starting to die out and dissipate, but we did get the high winds for a minute, but no funnel clouds. It was like off to the west more from us, or northwest.
Yeah, okay, so not sure what day that would have been for you, but I think there were some storms they were saying were going to come in Friday night down in Dayton, Ohio. But I took off about 6 o'clock or 6:30 or something. I actually had dinner with John before I left downtown Dayton. So I probably left 7:30, 7 o'clock, something like that. I don't remember. But they said storms are coming in overnight, and they were worried about people that had tents, canopies up, that they might have been, you know, not there when you came Saturday morning. So I wasn't there for that, but I heard it was a beautiful day on Saturday. might be getting in a weak area here in a minute or two. So copy, okay?
Yeah, a little QRM with it, but I can still copy. It's legible.
Yeah, so I'm not sure what storms may have came through there Friday night or whatever, but I think those same storms they were talking about probably caused some damage in Missouri.
Yeah, I copy that.
Give me a minute to make it through the weak spot here, Mike.
Okay.
Alright, we'll try this. It's only going to get better from here.
Hey, you sound a lot better now, wherever you're at.
Yeah, so those storms, I guess, the ones that were going to come through Dayton, Ohio, there's a rash of storms that evidently went through Missouri or something, part of the same system, I'm guessing, that caused a bunch of problems out in Missouri, so I'm sure you heard about that. And look at the events of the weekend. Holy moly, some guy driving with a bomb in the car. That's the new thing, the bombs in the car, you know what I mean? What the heck's going on with these people?
Yeah, I saw that. He was targeting a, like a fertility facility or something. Blew himself up and blew up the building.
Yeah, usually they're causing some kind of problem with, you know, the places that are anti-birth, right? This one was pro-life, you know? So, like the opposite of what usually happens. So, I don't know, man. People. That's why I tell you, Mike, even locally, you just never know about some of these characters.
Yeah, they're deranged and unhinged. It happens. You know, you just gotta keep your guard up 24/7.
And then what else was happening, I think, earlier the night before? I think it was the night before. Some big boat or something hit the Brooklyn Bridge.
Yeah, it was an old Mexican Army ship or sailboat. And, two crew members died. Broke the top of the mast. I guess the ship had lost power, and that's what caused it to smack into the Brooklyn Bridge like it did.
Yeah, you just wondered at the first initial reports if the two things were linked, you know what I mean?
These days, who knows? Anything's possible.
Crazy stuff for sure. Let me reset the timer here. WSHM
738.
WRWB 489. Yeah, and I'm not sure what's going on with this weather, but we seem to be in a cool front stage for, I think, all week long, too. This is in a couple of days. I think low 60s at best all week, unless it's changed this morning. Didn't have time to look, but I'll have to punch it up on the heads-up display here.
It was a Mexican Navy ship is what they're saying here right now that killed two crew members.
Crazy. Yeah, so whatever the temperature is today, I don't have that one, I just see tomorrow 61. Wednesday, 56, Thursday, so that seems to be the cool day. Then 59 and 59, Thursday and Friday, so cool fronts got hold of us there for sure.
Yeah, I copy that. Yeah, it's bizarre. You know, usually it's supposed to warm up, but looks like we're going backwards.
Yeah, I can remember in 2008, and the reason I know that is that's the year I put my tower up. So it got really nice in the beginning of April, and right in the middle of May it was like gray, cool, and like fall, like late fall weather for a week or two. Not the norm, but in Michigan, what is the norm?
Right, yeah. I remember that too. It was like the middle of May. It was like in the 40s or 50s, and it was like, you know, with the wind chill.
Yep, I also remember one year, and I don't remember what year, I seen snow flurries. Nothing that mounded up or anything, but snow flurries on like May 15th, so. Hey, I've seen thunderstorms in January too, so, you know, it's Michigan.
That would have been 2016. I remember that because I was at a person's house, and I'm like, look, I'm like, there's snow, you know, it's not, it wasn't touching the ground, but the wind was blowing, and you could see snow flurries.
Yeah, crazy stuff. So that's the other part you were talking about, is the wind when you were where you were, and down there it was started getting windy, like, late afternoon, mid to late afternoon on Friday, and I think it was windy down there on Saturday, John reported, so obviously it was a big system. You said you had wind where you were, right?
Yeah, correct. Wind and lots of rain. No tornado the touchdown, but off to like the northwest and like the west, like over by like, what was it, Fenton, Cahokta, I guess over by Dow Chemical, they had some areas where it, you know, may have touched down.
Yep, and as I was heading back Friday night, you could see the gray clouds off to the west. And I did get a couple of alerts for tornado watches. And it brings up the map on screen here. And I was just on the very northern edge of it. And I got out before any rain came. But, yeah, well, it's that time of year, I guess.
Yep. Yeah, that's what we experienced, but all in all, it was, you know, the rest of the weekend was pretty good for us.
Yeah, that's good. I know it was pretty sunny where I was and warm, so pretty nice all in all for a one-day event. It's just a long day, so I usually drive down Friday morning and come back Friday night, but I didn't do that this time. I went down Thursday night. That way it wasn't so bad. Friday, it's such a long day. Anyways, still longer than I wanted, but whatever. All right, Mike, well, let me let you go because I'm not too far away from where I need to be here, so I'll free this thing up for some other people to talk. So I'll listen out and send it over to you, WSHM 738.
Alrighty then. I'm going to duck out of here and start getting ready for work. So, with that being said, this is WRWB 489, and we'll be standing by.
Whoever that was, you basically have no audio. I think you're trying to relay something, but you need to talk in that mic a little louder.
This is WSID 817. How am I coming in?
Yeah, you're fine. Where are you located? I'm in downtown Detroit here at the moment.
Copy that station. I'm up in Saginaw Township. Just woke up. And just want to throw my call sign out there. I'm monitoring.
Okay. Well, you got good audio there, but I think when you first keyed up, it was so light, couldn't even barely hear it. So, and then I have a lot of cabin noise in the vehicle here. So. All right, very good. Well, good morning, and nice to meet you. My name is Paul, and I'm just about where I need to be, so we'll talk to you later and have a good day. WSHM 738.
Copy that, 738. Have a fantastic day. This is WSID 817.
WSGG 772, Shelby Township monitoring on the mobile. Whiskey Sam Echo Alpha 848, radio check, now here in Tyrone Township. No copy. Whiskey Sam Echo Alpha 848, clear.
WSGU 844, 848, you're making a trip there, my friend.
Did you hear me okay, 84, Sherman?
Is that 817?
Yeah, roger that. This is 817.
Good morning, Mike. Yep, WSGU 844. Yep, you're low volume, but yeah, you're making it.
Thank you, 844. I'll speak up a little bit louder. I'm in the house, and I'm gonna be working my way outside here in a minute.
Roger, roger.
WSGI 432 monitoring and mobile.
Good morning there, Jimmy, WSGU 844.
Morning, Sherman. How you doing this morning?
Not too bad, not too bad. Just trying to wake up still. How about you? You got any rain by you?
Yeah, it's looking like there's mist and something on my windshield here.
Yeah, roger, roger. Yeah. Listen, AM... radio, and they said that there was nothing in the forecast or rain, so I mean, it's just up here. So hopefully I get down by work. It's not raining, and it's just supposed to be a partly sunny day.
I copy that. I wish all this crappy weather would go away and start getting nice for the summertime here.
Roger, roger. Yeah, I feel the same way. Yeah, I'm coming up to Lake Pleasant. You got a clear trip.
Roger that. Thanks for the report there. pretty clear over here in the Burton Davison area too.
Roger, roger. Sounds like the Mayville repeater might need some maintenance. It's don't seem as powerful as it was.
Yeah, I know. On Friday, on my way home, I was on there, and I put my call out there. I got the beeps back there, and but once I got over to the closer to the Flint repeater, I flipped over. I heard a couple people talking, so I don't know if maybe it was down or if it was just unlinked for some reason.
I don't know, because I live maybe 15, 20 miles south of the repeater, and it's always been strong, but I'm getting popcorn in the transmissions and that, so it might need some maintenance. I don't know.
Yeah, I hear that there. I thought that was just rain hitting your windshield there.
I got popcorn while you're transmitting too, so yeah, it's the repeater. Jimmy, just going over Newark, and still nice clean trip. So I gotta let you go. I'm gonna go on the side, have some more coffee, but have yourself a great day. Be safe. Don't work too hard, and maybe we'll catch you on the other side today. So I'll be clear after your final, WSGU 844.
All right, Sherman, you have a good day, and good talking to you. This is WSGI 432, and we'll talk at you later.
Good morning, gentlemen. WSBC 462 waving a hand, mobile and monitoring.
Good morning, 462.
Good morning, 462. Have yourself a great day. Mobile. This is
WSGU 844.
The name here is Sherman.
Copy that, Sherman. The name on this side is Scott, WSBC 462.
Roger, Scott. Where are you located? Sounding good.
I'm down here in the Warren area. Off of the McComb repeater.
Roger, roger. Yeah, sounds real good, since they've did some maintenance on that repeater. So, yeah, sounding good. So, all right, I'm going to get on the side here. Nice to meet you, Scott, and then we'll talk to you again. WSGU 844, have a great day.
Right back at you. Be safe out there if you're out on the road.
We'll do. You also, WSGU 844, and we'll be on monitoring side.
WSFG 793, station 793. Dave, are you up this morning? This is WSIB 817. All right, no response from 793. I'll continue to monitor, clear.
WSFF 30, mobile and monitor.
Hello there, Kirk, WSGU 844. How you doing today?
Not too bad, Sherman. Just getting ready to, you know, start the wonderful Monday day. Wonderful week. We'll see how it goes.
Roger, roger. Yes, for sure. Yeah, kind of a gloomy day right now. Hopefully that sun will take all the clouds away soon.
That'd be nice. Doesn't help us in this gloomy going to work, I'll tell you.
I copy that, and then bumper-to-bumper traffic. They're still doing construction here on M53 around Clinton River Road and that, so I hate that bumper to bumper, so I got off at 23 Mile Road and going to take Old Van Dyke.
I don't blame you there, but that's just the time of the season, you know, trying to find a route that isn't bumper to bumper because of construction.
Yeah, copy that. Well, I heard they have 696 back open, though.
Yeah, it shows you how much I pay attention to it. I haven't heard. No, I knew they were closing it, but that's about it. I try to avoid that sometimes. I mean, people on that, on 696 are a different breed of drivers.
Copy that. It's like the Autobahn, definitely. But yeah, they said on the AM radio that they opened it ahead of schedule. So why can't they do that with all of it, you know?
Ain't that the truth, but... I won't even say why sometimes I think stuff is delayed because I don't want to hit some ceiling.
Yeah, copy that. No, it's just like on 75 going north, every single year they got to do some kind of construction.
Yeah, I don't know. Leave it alone. Especially in Michigan. Everybody's weekends off.
Yeah, roger, roger. You got yourself a busy week this week?
I know walking in today, it's not going to be a good start of the week. I got three majors to do. They actually came in Thursday, but I had to take Friday off to take care of some issues at home. And they're waiting for me, yay!
Copy that. Well, yeah, this is push week this week for me, but I'm on vacation next week, so they owe me 2 days, 1 day for the holiday, and then my birthday falls on Sunday, so the 1st of June, so they owe me 2 days. I'll be on vacation next week, so yeah, it's going to be fun, but hey, I can do only what I can do.
Yeah, I hear you. It's like every time we start getting ahead at home, something's got to set us backwards a little bit.
For sure, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, that's the fun of being a homeowner, unfortunately. But, yeah. What can we do?
I hear that. You know, it's like they're going to want to do a little bit more work on that repeater, and I just haven't been able to fit it in the schedule yet.
Yeah, understand. Yeah, well, I'll have a lot of work to do next week on my vacation around the house. Just cleaning out the flower beds and still working on the pole barn, trying to get that thing moved around, and I might even have a yard sale to get rid of a lot of that shit, but we'll see.
Yeah, I hear that. I'm not fortunate enough to have a pole barn. I just got a small 20 by 20 garage, but it's full. I got way too many tools, I guess.
Copy that. Well, that's why we bought the place. It was less money than what our house was worth in Washington Township. 3 acres and a nice sized pole barn. The house needs work, but that's livable, so we don't mind. And it's going to take some time to do what we got to do.
I hear that, yeah. Our next move, you know, we're looking south. And, yeah, I'd definitely like to find something with, you know, a pole barn on it. because I mean, when and if I retire, I'm still going to need room to be able to do stuff. Because like I told my wife, I said, I'm never going to quit wrenching.
Yep, I copy that, definitely. Yeah, well, we got a lot of tools that we don't use. It used to be my father-in-law's. So, yeah, we might be getting rid of a lot of his stuff.
Oh, don't tell me that. Now I'm going to have to find out when it is. I can take a look and see what you got.
Hey, Roger that. When we get it all situated, I'll let you know.
Absolutely. Because I always keep my eyes out, especially for older tools. You never know. There's a lot of times people have stuff that I got a few things in my toolbox that are custom made just for a job, and they've come in handy more than once.
Copy that. Yeah, the father-in-law was a jack of all trades. He knew all this stuff, and he was a heavy equipment mechanic, and he also ran them back in the day. But yeah, we still got a lot of his stuff. And we got one big heavy box. Don't know what the heck it is. It must be for jacking a vehicle up or something, but it's heavy.
They have to be in this business for the years of the stuff you accumulate. When you got to move as you go. Wow, that's going to be fun to move.
Yeah, well, it was a fun, yeah. It took weeks on moving, but, now we just got to move things around so we can get in to grab stuff in that. But, yeah, never again. We'll hire somebody to move all that stuff. It took a lot on my wife and I. We did most of it. My son helped us out on a little bit of the heavy stuff in that. But then we had movers help us with the heavier stuff, like the furniture and that. But, yeah, it was not again. Never again.
Not as young as we think we are, that's for sure.
Yep, definitely. But all right, I'm going to get to the side here. Finish my cup of coffee here, buddy. But it was good talking to you, Kurt. Take care. Drive safe. Have a great day. And maybe we'll talk to you on the other side. I'll be clear after your final. WSGU 844.
At 844, you have a wonderful day also. Don't work too hard. And we will talk to you later. WSFF330 monitoring.
Hey, good morning, fellas. This is WSID 817. I am looking for Chad. I am looking for WSBM 993. Is he up this morning?
Not heard him out here yet.
Copy that, station. He was asking about DMR code plugs, and I slept on it, and I thought about it a little bit, and what I think I'm going to do is upload my code plug and my contact list to GitHub so I can share them with whoever wants them. I'll probably create a repository under my ham call sign. Alright, no answer from 993, so this is WSID 817, continuing to monitor and clearing. WSGH 992, Greg, are you on? This is WSID 817. Alright, no response from 922. I will continue to monitor, and I'm going to clear. This is WSID 817. copy that station. You're coming in real rough, though. This is WS3817.
WSDM993, mobile and monitoring.
Good morning, 993. This is WSID817. I was thinking about the code plugs from yesterday, and I think I figured out what I want to do. Break. Over.
Roger that. Good morning to you. What's going on with the code plugs now?
Have I ever explained how much I hate the Redovis software? But there are a couple of things that I can do if you're interested in my plug. I can share the contacts list, and not the personal contacts list, but the top groups for the MI5 network. And I have a list of repeaters that includes a lot of the local repeaters and all the DMRs for MI5. It's going to be a work in progress, and what I'm thinking I'm going to do is, have you ever heard of a website called GitHub?
Negative. When you're referring to the code plugs, are you referring to the code plugs for ham radio, amateur radio, or for GMRS, or what are we referring to here?
Yeah, copy. That's it's a code plug for a ham radio or a GMRS radio, depending, because you'll just have to take a look at my plug, because the first five channels are actually FRS channels, in case you wanted to play pranks on your nephews, nieces and nephews that are playing on little radios, or and it goes on, it continues on with GMRS simplex channels, and then repeater channels, and then additional repeater channels. So the first when I say repeater, I mean GMRS. So it starts with GMRS, then it goes through some local ham repeaters and all the DMRs. So it's going to be a work in progress as I start with the Saginaw area and work my way out.
Yeah, Roger. I think the code plug that I'm going to need is going to be specific to the Motorola, like I had mentioned, Motorola radio, GMRS, not for ham radio. So I don't think the ones that you're referring to will be of any help or benefit, unfortunately. Copy.
Copy that. Yeah, these are, the file that it's saved, that the Redovis software is saving it, it's encrypted, and but you can export parts of it, like the context group and the frequency list. So that I am going to put it up on GitHub in case anybody wants to see what I'm working with, but I'm going to continue updating it, and there's going to be several versions. But if anybody wants to take it and fork it, that'd be, it'll be available later on tonight.
Yeah, copy that. Well, I appreciate you getting back in contact with me on it, yeah, definitely. But other than that, man, how's your morning going so far for you?
Well, I was up till 11 o'clock last night working on this plug, and then I woke up at 5:30 and drank some coffee. I've been listening to the radio a little bit, and fed my dogs their breakfast, and I'm just logged into work, and I'm crunching my keyboard, so yeah, it's been a busy morning so far.
Copy that, I hear ya. All right, man, well, I appreciate you. Like I said, reaching out, and I'm going to get on the road here, but I'm going to get back to monitoring. But anyways, man, we'll definitely probably talk with you a little bit later on. Meantime, you take care. Have yourself a great day. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy your day. Whatever you're doing, working or however. But we'll definitely do it again, my friend. WSBM 993 Mobile. Clear and monitoring after your final.
All right, copy that, 993. Have yourself a good day. And 73s, I'm gonna be working until maybe 11 or noon, and I'm gonna take a walk. And I'll be available to chat then. But I got meetings and whatever today, so I'll be monitoring off and on throughout the day. This is WSID 817. We'll make note that part of the channel list is going to include GMRS repeaters as well. So you can just take that, the GMRS part, and plug it into your Motorola WSID 817.
Come back on that again, 817, I'm sorry.
I said that my ham code plug is going to include GMRS repeaters, probably all of them in Michigan at some point. And maybe, you know, if I go and travel somewhere, I'm going to want to have those in my radio too. So, you know, I'll be adding to it as I go. But you'll be able to just look, Google GitHub or go on github.com, and I'll upload all of my code plug. You can just look at the GMRS parts; they'll be labeled as such. But it'll have the different locations and frequencies and tone ins and outs. So it might, you know, it might be useful to you. I am looking for an experienced ham that knows how to, like, organize these frequency lists into zones. So if anybody's listening and they have, I don't need help programming my radio per se, but I need help with organization, really. I'm thinking I want to break it up in South, East and West Michigan, Central, East and West, and so forth. But if anybody has any opinions on that, I'd love to hear it. Otherwise, I'm going to go back to monitoring. This is WSID 817.
QD 448 monitoring. Station 544, Bob, are you out there? More time, station 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. This is WRPD 448, Kirk Groveland Township.
448, Groveland Township. Kurt, WSBM 993, mobile, copy.
Great, Dad, I got you loud and clear as usual. I also am in my mother. I am going to be rolling some extremely windy hills, so I might be a little choppy. How are you today?
Roger that. Yeah, a little bit choppy there, Roger. Yeah, pretty good, man. I just wanted to jump in there and say hello to you this morning. Hope your day goes well. Safe travels out there on the road. You have yourself a great day, and be safe out there. WSBM 993 Mobile will be clear and monitoring.
copy that. You as well. I wish you a very good day, and you as well with the safe travels and all that. I know people are a little weird out there at times. Have a good one as always. Good to speak with you. We'll do it again. This is WRPB 448. I'm clear and monitoring.
WSBM 993 mobile monitoring.
WSOC 793 listening.
Morning 793, WSBM 993 mobile, copy.
Good morning, Ted. What's happening?
Oh, not too much, man. Just, hanging in there, that's about it. Sounds like you just woke up, my friend.
Yeah, about 20 minutes ago or so. Trying to get the cobwebs out of my head there. Figure that see who's out here. Sounded really good as usual there, okay?
Hey, Roger, that, I appreciate it. Yeah, it's been pretty quiet in here, it's been pretty quiet, actually, so hasn't really been going too much out here. You got any plans for today, or no?
No, nothing specific. The usual, whatever the day brings to me, then. You know, I'll deal with it. No specific plans, though, okay?
Hey, Roger, that. Just figured I'd jump in there and say good morning to you, my friend, as always. Always good talking to you, hearing from you, all that good stuff, sounding good. Other than that, that's pretty much about it. We'll sit back and monitor here now for a little bit and continue driving and all that good stuff, so... We'll definitely do it again, my friend, but until then, you take care, enjoy the rest of your morning, get your coffee going, get woke up, all that good stuff, so we'll definitely talk with you soon. You take care, WSBM 993 mobile, I'm going to be clear and monitoring after your final.
Yeah, Kev, like I said, you're sounding good. Good talking to you, good morning time to you. And, I'm going to get some more coffee and, you know, get myself in the motivation there. So kind of groggy, but everything's all right, man. Appreciate the key down. Have yourself a good morning. And we'll talk to you a little bit later, I'm pretty sure of it. But yes, that's the 793 I'm monitoring.
Is that you right here, Corey? WRXR 548, WSDY 438. I think I heard Corey out there. Must just hear somebody hollering for him. WSDY 438.
Good morning to you, 438 up in Isabella County. WSBM 993 down in Saginaw County giving you a holler. How are you?
Doing good there, 993. Doing good there. How you doing over there?
Oh, doing pretty good, my friend. Hanging in there. Just wanted to jump in there and say good morning to you. You have yourself a great one. Enjoy your day. WSBM 993 mobile, clear and monitoring.
Alrighty. WSBM 993. I got to write that Saginaw down. That's the way I have written down here. Good to hear you, Dan. You have a great day there, WSCY 438 Dan, Isabella County. I heard somebody holler for WRXR 9, 948 there, or not 948, 548. He's over in Big Rapids here, but I'm sure you guys ain't hearing that over there on your site. Alrighty, I'll get out of here. I didn't get no response from him, so WSTY 438, we're back and listening.
WSID 817 monitoring.
Morning 817 again, WSBM 993. What's your programming over there? Anything good?
Copy that, 993. I just got out of a work meeting and I did just create a repository on GitHub that is the same as my ham call sign. Right now it just contains a channel list, but if you look at the first 30-some channels, they're all GMRS. So if you go on GitHub, that's Golf India Tango Hotel Uniform Bravo.com, and you search for my ham call sign, which is KF8EDQ, you will find my initial channel list, if you're interested, WSID 817.
Measure that, you said GitHub, GetHub.com?
GitHub, yep, GitHub.
Make an account, and you got to sign up and make an account, correct?
It's a public repository, so you don't need any credentials or anything.
Do that, and I have to search for your call sign. What is it?
Copy that, 993. I just pushed the talk group channel list to which you won't be interested in, but my ham call sign is Kilo Foxtrot 8. Echo, Delta, Quebec.
When I go in there, I just click on it then, correct?
Yeah, copy that. Just go to github.com and then search repositories, put in my call sign, and then hit enter. It'll pull up a micrbri/KF8EDQ. I think it's the only repository under my username that's public anyway. So, yeah, you can just click on the repository. It will pull up a list of files. There's only two files in there at the moment. There's channel lists, which is what you're interested in. And there's the contact list, which has the DMR chat groups in it. It's just an initial commit, so I'm going to be adding two of these files as I go along.
Roger that. Yeah, I'm at the one, the channel list. That's kind of cool, man. That's pretty interesting. So you created that or made that or whatever, basically. Then you designed that. That's awesome. It's pretty cool. I like that.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, a couple FRS channels, like if you wanted to play pranks on people that were using a couple of GP radios, or, yeah, it goes on for GMRS channels, so I have channels 23 through 30 are all the standard GMRS repeater channels with the 141.3 tone in and out. But there are I can't remember how many GMRS repeaters are in the state, but I'm going to be adding all of those into this file at some point with all of their names and approximate locations to make it kind of easier to dial into them.
Roger, that's pretty cool, man. I like that. You're doing a great job, man. Keep up the good work. That's really awesome. The Bay City repeater, do you have that one on there? Are you familiar with the Bay City GMRS repeater?
Yeah, I think the Bay City one is technically channel. I always use, for GMRS, I use mygmrs.com. And then I click the near me button and I give location permissions. Hold on, let me pull it up really quick here, Saginaw. Let's pull up Bay City really quick, hold on.
Hey, Roger that. I'm just about to my destination here. I got to pick up my friend and take her to work, but I'll be back in touch a little while here, back on and talk with you some more. WSDM 993 is going to be clear and monitoring here right now, so we'll get back with you in a little bit there, Mike. WSDM 993 clear.
Copy that, 993. Yeah, it's Bay City is already, it's channel 26 in my channel list. It's the 625 channel with the 141.3 tone in and out. So it's already in there as channel 26. But yeah, this is WSIG 817. I'm going to get back to monitoring.
Station 817, WSDM 993, copy.
Copy that, 993,
817, listen. Roger that. Yeah, I just dropped my friend off now, so I'm back on here. But yeah, man, that's really cool how you got all that set up and stuff, man. That's how you programmed that or did that on the thing there. That's really cool, man. I like that.
Cool. I'm glad somebody is enjoying it because it's taken time to read and comprehend everything that I'm seeing on the internet about radios, and then I definitely didn't think I was going to impress anybody with my channel list because it's still brand new and it's not very comprehensive, but I do have all the, you know, I do have the repeater channels with the 141.3 tone in and out, so, which seems to cover most of Michigan, but then there's all those little GMRS stations with different tone in and outs, and I'll have all those in there, like, within a week or so, because I think there's only, like, 50-some repeaters in Michigan.
After that, you're a ham radio operator also, technician class, or what class are you?
I'm a technician class as of last week, but I imagine I'll go for my general at some point. Because short band sounds interesting, but right now I want to fully sink my teeth into the technician side of it, and then I'll move up to general.
Hey, Roger. Copy that. You communicated or talked much on ham yet, or since you've gotten your ticket, or not yet?
I haven't been on the ham side of things very, very much yet because the 70 centimeter or the 460 range ham repeaters are over 10 miles from me. But there are a couple of 2 meter repeaters here in Saginaw that I can hit really easily.
I hear you in there, Bill. We got a bunch of people talking on the other band over there in Saginaw. WSDY 438. You want to try your
SIM repeater. And there's another one at 9 o'clock tonight, and I'll probably be on that one too. But I'm making a couple connections. I'm trying to transmit as best I can. But I'm mostly sticking to GMRS for now just because the Saginaw repeater's so easy to hit.
Hey, Roger that. Yeah, so do you have a base set up right now in your house or anything for GMRS or for ham radio, or are you just using HTs right now at the moment?
I only have HTs. I've got a couple of Redovis HT86As. I have a Baofeng UV9G.
Not sure where you're at, though. I'll give you a shout in a little bit. There's a couple of gentlemen talking over at Saginaw.
I have a possession. I have a
WRX-8901 WSD 5438. We'll be clearing with it.
But I've got my Redovis HD2 showing up today, which I'm very excited about.
Roger that. Hey, Mike, I'm going to take a standby for a minute. Isabella County, I think, wanted to get in here, so he's out there on the other end talking to Big Rapids. So I'm going to take a standby real quick and let Dan get in there from Isabella County. We'll get back with you in a little bit, Mike, but we'll talk more on this. WSBF 993, clear and monitoring and standing by. Go ahead, Dan, out there in Isabella.
Appreciate that. Where you at, Bill? Up in clearing your driveway already. Well, he let me have the channel there for a minute there. Yeah, he's over in Saginaw. Oh, yeah, we hear you, man. Very good from clear. Can you hear me in Simplex? How you doing, guys? I didn't hear you at all. So, already, come to Ramsey Driveway, man. There's no parking spots there. It's gotta be pretty rough. Well, yeah, looks like it's gonna be a cold week for us. I got a few things I want to get done, but I'm not really wanting to go out and lay on the ground in the cold weather. Already, give me a chance to get there, murder too. Thanks again, Dan. Appreciate it there. Definitely. WSDY 430. Going to be in the
talk at the moment, but I'll be free a little bit later. I just want to shout out and say hello and tell you to have a great morning and 73s and all that jazz. So I'm going to get back to monitoring here in a minute, but I wanted to say hello. So this is WSID 817.
Yeah, all right, Mike, no sweat. It's the same with me. I kind of still trying to get the cobwebs out of my head. I was just going monitor and talk when I get the cobwebs out of my head, I guess. But good morning back to you, my friend, and you're sounding good. sounded really good, and hope everything's working out for you on over there, man. We will talk to you in a little bit, man, once I get fully awake and, you know, get all the stuff straightened out. I just heard somebody really noisy coming through the repeater, and I thought they were calling 793. I wasn't sure. That's why I keyed up. But anyway, we'll talk to you in a little bit, my friend. WSSV 793 monitoring.
WFFX 302.
WSIE375 monitoring.
WSBM993 back in the mobile and monitoring.
WSIE375 monitoring.
WSBM 993 mobile and monitoring.
WW61 monitoring.
WSID 817, taking my daughter for a walk and monitoring.
WSGH 92 in the mobile.
Station 922, WIUG 488, copy.
Go ahead, Jack.
You sounded excellent on that harvest.
Well, I'm actually mobile right now on a little handheld with a Comet 2x4 on the outside.
Sounds like he's sitting by me here in the truck, but he's sounding good. I told you that 2x4 is a hell of an antenna. And that's what I'm on right now, the 2x4.
Roger on the 2x4. Yeah, I like it. So far, so good. Seems to get out pretty good. Ready to upgrade my mobile unit, though.
I see what you're saying. The one you're using, is that the one like the you just bought? The handheld?
Yeah, it's a TID radio, TIDH3. It's ham and GMRS both, but it's only 5 watts. But it's got Bluetooth on it. Good little radio.
Yeah, well, it's a good radio and a good antenna, and it's worth it.
Yeah, if I'm close to run around town, what have you, you know, if I can get the repeater, that's all that matters. Got good audio, good signal, so it works.
I just got to watch those connections between the radio and the antenna. That's all.
Yeah, Roger on that. I'm not a big fan of the 239 to SMA, but that's what you got to do when you're using the handhelds.
And I guess so. Anyhow, I got back out of here a little bit because I'm in a truck driving a little bit long. I got to go over family's house on the other side, the lake. So I will talk to you then. WIUG 48.
Okay, Jack. Good talking with you. Drive safe. We're on our way up to Saginaw here for a doctor's appointment, so we'll probably reach out when we get up to Saginaw County there too. So we'll talk to you later. WSGH 922. We'll be clear.
Station 488. Copy.
Yeah, copy that. Boy, your audio is really, really low. Did you do something? I know you're in your mobile. Try it back again there, Roger.
Now, is now any better?
A little bit. Man, I have to got my volume cranked up to 15 just to hear you. Yeah, I was out of town. I just got back a little while ago, and all's good. Mowed the grass, and just taking it easy on this end there. Copy?
Roger that, yeah. I don't know if this radio is on low power or medium. I'll check it. I can check it now. Just give me a couple minutes.
I'll do that. Check your narrow and wide band, too.
But now I'm on high. Is that good?
That's quite a bit better. Yeah, it's quite a bit better. I still got my volume up, though, to hear you like you normally are. You sound good, but your volume is this low.
See, when he's driving, it's going to be a difference. And plus, he got that 2x4 out there, too. The 2x4, it makes a difference, too.
Yeah, Roger, that.
Not on audio.
Pretty cloudy over here, but they said no rain today there, Roger.
That's what I heard. No rain today. Tomorrow probably it'll rain anyhow. I'm back out of here, Randall. You take care. Have a good day. Because I'm driving almost 80 miles an hour. So I will talk to you a little bit later. WIUG 48.
Roger that. All right, Jack. Take it easy. Better slow down there. WRZX 218. And we'll be listening on the frequency.
WSGH-922, monitoring Saginaw County.
IG, Wade 8, West Wolfville.
Sounding pretty good down there in West Bloomfield. WSGH-922 in Saginaw County.
I'm in West Bloomfield County.
Yeah, you sound like you're sitting right here in a truck with me.
Yes, I'm on Orchard Lake in 15, so it must be higher elevation.
Yeah, it's super clear right now. I'm sitting in a parking lot at the doctor's office here, getting ready to head in there for a 12:30.
And maybe a few minutes before, that's all right, or 10 minutes. But you're sounding good too.
Roger on that. Yeah, I was scanning on the way up here, and I was amazed how many businesses I was hearing with GMRS. When I went by the Birch Run area, there was a bunch of activity there, and all the way up here, really. I don't know if I lost you there, Jack. WSGH-922 will be clear. I got to go.
All right. Take care. Have a good day. WIUG 488, clear.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 monitoring.
WRY-827, Saginaw County.
Afternoon, 847, Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810, also Saginaw County.
WRY 847, Saginaw County. WRY 7, anybody got a date coming?
WFBM 993, Bay County, mobile and monitoring. WS-538, mobile and monitoring.
WSCI-783 to station 392, station 392, copy. WSCI-783, clear.
WSHU-357 monitoring.
WSTH-92 in the mobile monitoring Saginaw County. WSND-817 monitoring. 817 WSGH-922. Copy that, station 922. Greg, how are you doing today?
I'm a little bit groggy right now, just leaving the doctor's office. Just had a injection in my lower back, but yeah, we're doing good.
Copy that. Yeah, I hope it doesn't bother you too much, but it must be if you went to the doctor to get maybe a cortisol shot or something. Not cortisol, something else, maybe a... you know, something to help you with the pain. So, I don't know. I took a break, took a bit of a lunch break, and added to my code plug, and just trying to get back to work. But I got a bunch of users bothering me. But you know, I can always take a minute to talk on the radio. I've been punching the keyboard all day long.
Yeah, it's nice you're able to work from home and still listen and use the radio a little bit. That's pretty cool. Yeah, I envy you.
Copy that. Yeah, I am very, very fortunate and lucky to have the position that I do. And you know, I do really appreciate it. It allows me to do all kinds of things. You know, you can pick work up, you can set it back down, run a little laundry, make yourself something to eat. It's not so bad working from home, but they can be hard to walk away from work sometimes too.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah. I wanted to ask you, did you set up your QRZ page yet?
Stand by. I'm just looking up what that means at the moment. I'm on QRZ.com. Just give me. I guess to answer your question, no, I didn't set it up yet. So I didn't even know it was a thing.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to let you know. You know, because you're a new ham. But QRZ is kind of like Facebook, really, when it comes to ham radio operators. You can type in anybody's ham radio call sign in there, and it brings up their page. And I have mine set up to where you can email me. So if you don't want to give your information out, which you shouldn't, over the air, you can say, you know, you can email me at QRZ. Just put in my call sign and it'll come up. But you can tailor your page to, you know, your likings, whether you want to put information on there about what radios you're running, you know, whatever. But it's something you should at least set up and, you know, to what. That's the first time I've ever timed out.
I am on the QRZ website, and I'm trying to register. My call sign is not registered, but my personal email address is. I'm not sure how that happened, but I was going to start another email address with my call, with probably my ham call sign anyway, just in the event that I do want to put an email address out over the air. That way it's probably not too revealing or whatever. What do you think about that?
Yeah, it's entirely up to you, whatever you want to put on there. But you don't even have to have your email linked on there if you don't want to. But just letting you know, that's a lot of ham operators use the QRZ. you can also, you know, keep, use the, they have an Excel spreadsheet for documenting your calls when you want, like, HF and that. A lot of people will say, I'll put you in my logbook on QRZ. And if they put you in and you put them in, then it's called a confirmation. You'll get a star in your logbook that it's been confirmed. Kind of a neat little thing. All right, now I'll have to check it out. I'll check it out. You know, I'm not big on social media or anything. I don't have Facebook or Instagram or anything like that. I try to stay off as much of the internet as I possibly can. But I just do what's necessary. So I'll check it out. I'll maybe make a profile or something. Yeah, thanks for letting me know about it. Yeah, no problem, Mike. I just thought I'd throw it out there and let you know it's just another app that people use. So, all right, my friend, I'll let you get back to work there. We're mobile here, heading back to the home QTA. So I've got a driver, and so I'm just sitting here chit-chatting. So we'll talk to you later, bud. WSGH 922 will be clear on your final. Copy that, 922. You have yourself a fantastic day, and I will talk to you later on. Or if I don't, then maybe tomorrow, but I will continue to monitor, and I'll clear. This is WSID 817.
WSGH 92, Greg. WSBM 993, how are you?
Wow, you jumped. Felt like you were sitting right next to me here. Are you coming through loud and clear, Chad? How you doing?
Good, just wanted to jump in there and say hello to you. I heard you out there, so just was jumping in and saying hi. Safe travels out there, man, back home. For sure, definitely, but just wanted to jump in and say hello.
All right, Chad, appreciate it. Yeah, we're just going by the old next tier plant, heading south on 75.
Roger that. You're in Saginaw today, huh?
Yeah, I got a pain management doctor in off of Tittabawassee there that I go see.
Gotcha. All right, man. Well, I hope you're feeling better. I hope the pain's getting better for you. Safe travels back home to you and your driver there. And we'll definitely talk with you, Greg. You take care, my friend. Always good talking to you. WSBM 993 mobile, clear and monitoring.
All right, Chad, appreciate it. Sounding loud. Coming through loud and clear for sure. We'll talk to you later. WSGH 922 will be clear.
Come on, WSGH 993. I made an update to my code plug around lunchtime, and I have every GMRS repeater in there. There's over 70 channels for GMRS.
Roger on the code plug. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, I use the software. I got a program that I use. I have all that stations and everything all programmed in a file and downloaded. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, thanks. Didn't take too long. I used Google Sheets to generate the file. Exported it as a CSV, which is what the unfortunately the Redivis CPS takes. So I'll be able to just flash my new radio when it comes today. But yeah, I've got all the GMRS repeaters from Michigan in there, and
Yeah, there's those 70, there's 40 some repeaters that are in Michigan.
Yeah, that's awesome if you're traveling, you know, around quite a bit, that helps, but, yeah, good for you.
Thanks, man. Yeah, I don't know if Chad heard me, but I did update, I made that update to the channel list. You should be able to just copy and paste it right into your, I don't know if you're going to use Chirp or if you can use Chirp, but all the information's right there, and I'm going to be taking this information and making a different format with it, too. I think maybe a different format if I need it. I was looking at, I think the Chirp save files are encrypted, so unfortunately you can't just read them and write them as you would with other things. But I'll get back to monitoring, and of course I want to answer any calls out there. And yeah, just take it easy, guys. I'm gonna be working my butt off here until about, we'll say 4:30. I'll take another walk then, and I'll be monitoring. I'll be monitoring all day. So yeah, take it easy. This is WSID 817.
You guys doubled. WRZ-WSD-830
had two stations double again there.
This is Bob up in Sheboygan County, WRZP 544. Tower repair, cable and antenna repair after the storm. How's this station sound, over?
You are loud and clear, Bob.
Bob 496 and 574. You're sounding good up there. Loud and proud here in the mobile here. I'm in Saginaw County.
Roger that. Y'all doubled up, but I got the gist of it. It's back up and operational. Thank you. WRCP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Claire Monitor.
Okay, Bob. Good hearing from you. It's working good for sure. Very clear, solid signal. WSTH 922 will be clear.
Appreciate it, 922. Yeah, nice storm did a number on the tower, antennas and coax. And then the tree falling on it didn't help, but we got the old base station back up. Appreciate it, fellas. Be safe. WRZP 544, Clara Monitor.
Station 544, WIUZ 48, copy.
Copy, Jack. WRZP 544 returning.
Well, good afternoon, Bob. How are you doing today?
Doing pretty good. The sun's shining. It's, what, about 51 degrees out there. Sunshine, weed in the garden. Let's see what else. Weed whacking the yard and just got done repairing the tower and antenna, Roger.
Good, it must have a storm down there. That's what happened to the tower, huh? Well, here, cloudy, a lot of clouds, and I'm not on a home. I'm on the Cache Lake, and it's very quiet. No boats at all in the water.
Roger that. Yeah, confirmed, the ice storm. Didn't do the tower and the antennas any good. I just got the GMRS back up, new coax run. So, yep, that'll pretty much be it for today. I think I'm going to relax and enjoy it, seeing how it's my birthday, Roger.
It's good, Bob. Anyhow, for your birthday, happy birthday, by the way. I wish I'm there and we'll give you a gift, but I'm not there. Anyhow, take care, Bob. We'll talk again. WIUG, Fleet 8.
As always, brother, your friendship is enough, Jeff. We've been in the same boxes. Take care, Jack. Always a pleasure, and I appreciate it. WRZP 544. Sheboygan County, Bob, as always. Have a good one, Jack.
Happy birthday, 544.
Happy birthday from downriver. WRFK 359, Robert. Now is my turn coming up pretty soon. We're outside monitoring.
WRZP 544 up in Sheboygan. W8RCY. Whoops, wrong frequency. WRCY 565. Hey, Sheboygan Bob, it's Donald down here in Mass. It's calling to wish you a happy birthday. May it be another wonderful year, hopefully better weather, and just here to have you out here and hear your voice. WRCY 565, again, Donald down in Mass. Have a great day and happy birthday.
Donald, I appreciate the kind words, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. It's good to be here as well. Take care, my friend, and you and yours be safe and enjoy the rest of your week. WRCP 544.
What are they, golf women on the set?
SBM 993 mobile and monitoring.
WSGH 922. Back to monitoring Genesee County.
WSFG 793, listening.
WSGG 772, mobile monitoring.
Sam Charlie Zebra 10
mobile monitoring.
WIWX 1
mobile monitoring.
I didn't quite catch the call sign there. You were a little bit staticky, but I was getting you there. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 10, good afternoon.
You doing 810? This is the WRWX 221.
Got you. Much better on that transmission there. Much better.
I'm on my way home, so it's like was a rough spot there.
Yeah, I can relate to that. I'm in a vehicle right now that doesn't even have a mobile, so I'm using portable, and yeah. I'm around so much, I know where the bad spots are, as I'm sure you do in your area.
Mobile, your handheld, you sounded pretty good, though. A little bit of there.
Yeah, I'm not sure of the precise location, but I'm not very far from the Saginaw machine.
Nice. I'm closer to the Mount Clemens repeater, but that one's been spotty lately, so I'm touching the Detroit repeater right now.
Yeah, when I'm on the mobile or the base, I'm dead smack able to get into Saginaw, Flint, and Mayville. Mayville actually has a really excellent footprint.
Nice. Is the Mayville one new?
It is.
I've been so busy at work, I haven't been able to really mess around on the radio lately.
Yeah, Mayville's on 550.
Look at that. I'll have to program that one in.
There is another one down somewhere, I want to say Detroit, Livonia, somewhere down in that area, that's also on 550, but that's not with us, I don't believe.
He said that one's not on the network?
I very seriously doubt it. I don't get down that way very often, but a couple times that I was down there, I went on and really didn't hear anything, but I was still hearing activity on Detroit.
There's a repeater out in Troy that I'll hop on once in a while. There's activity once in a while, but not nearly as much as the Detroit repeater.
Sorry, Z-Bray-1-0 for ID. Yeah, it kind of goes back and forth over here. You know, sometimes there's a whole bunch of activity, and then other times it's just dead, but, you know, I still enjoy the hobby, though.
Copy that. Yeah, my father-in-law got me involved, and sometimes it's better than listening to the radio while I drive. More interesting, more interactive. Never been spoken, but I'm almost at my destination. I'll be bouncing in and out, so WRWX221, I'll be monitoring here.
After that, a wonderful day. It was a pleasure chatting with you, and we'll do it again. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. We'll be monitoring for a few more minutes before we drop out here.
WSBI 432 monitoring and mobile.
432 Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. Good afternoon.
How are you doing today? 810. WSBI 432.
Hey, you know, here in the Midlands, can't complain too much. How about yourself?
Not too bad, huh? Sorry, I think I said good morning, but good afternoon. Sorry.
I'm a shifter. I don't ever know if it's morning or night anymore.
It's just one of those days. It's kind of crazy. So, yeah. So, how are things with you? I'm sorry.
Not bad. Enjoying a day off of work here. Trying to navigate Saginaw without getting into a wreck.
Roger.
It's like you're driving Michigan now, it's always trying to avoid a wreck.
Roger.
think a lot of people are too into their phones there, all the scrolling and text messaging.
Yeah, well, definitely a lot of that going on. I'm about to make this turn here, and once I do, I'm probably going to drop out of the machine. So I did hear you call out there, so when we say hello, let you know you're getting out sounding good. Hope you have yourself a wonderful afternoon. Be safe out there, and we'll do it again. With you, Charlie Zebra, 810, clear on your front.
All right, 810, just talking with you.
WSAA-336, monitoring.
WSEX-870, monitoring.
WSEC-257, mobile and monitoring.
WSFF-330, mobile.
WSGI-432, mobile and monitoring. WSDM-993, mobile, monitoring. WSAA-336, WSAA-336, WSBM-993, mobile, copy. WSAA-336, WSAA-336, WSBM-993, mobile, copy. WSBM-993, mobile, clear and monitoring.
WSI-805, and I will be looking to connect with WSIC-817.
Copy that, Lori. You're coming in loud and clear. This is 817.
I'm surprised I get a good signal here.
Did you say that you're surprised you get a good signal there? Because I think that the repeater is not too far from where you are.
Well, I'm over at, by McCarty Road today.
Copy that. You're still hitting it pretty good, though. Yeah, you sound fine. You're a little quiet, but you sound all right. It's been pretty busy. I've been coding all morning. Then I did some radio stuff during lunch, and then I'm sending emails and generating simulations this afternoon. So I've had my hands full. My boss is climbing up my... He's creeping on me, and he's being a bit demanding, so it's going all right. I want to get off the computer now, but it's going to have to be another 10 or 15 minutes.
Yeah, Yeah, you're definitely going to want to get outside and go for a walk. It's so pretty out here right now.
Yeah, copy that. My desk is right by a window. I'm looking at the blue sky right now. But Google tells me that it's only 53 degrees outside, but that doesn't matter. I went for a walk around 11 or 11:30. Yeah, I'm ready to go for another walk and to, I'm ready to relax for a little while and listen to the radio.
I'm ready to be out of work, for sure.
Yeah, copy that. I'm definitely ready to be done with work. I don't know how you do such long shifts. I would be toast after that.
Yeah, I just keep telling myself, 2 more hours and out.
All right, now, well, I'll let you get back to work, and I'm going to send a few more emails, then I'm going to take the dogs for a walk and try to relax. So have a good rest of your day, and maybe we'll talk to you again later tonight. Take care. This is WSID 817.
You take care.
USID 817 mobile and monitoring.
VFGU 844 mobile and monitoring.
Station 844, you still there? This is WSID 817. Copy.
Hey, Mike, how you doing? WSGU 844.
Doing pretty good. I think you said that you're also a ham on the other side. Am I remembering that correctly?
Negative. I'm thinking about studying for it if I get a chance, but no. Are you?
As of last week, so I'm not a very experienced ham. I'm looking for somebody that at least has an opinion on how to program, not how to program, but what their strategy is on like organization of stations and frequencies.
You're in Saginaw Township, right?
Copy that. So I have my little, basic radio set up for just being at home or whatever, but for something that's, like, if I'm going to travel or something, like, I guess I don't know what the purpose of a zone is. Like, can you program a zone? Or you program frequencies into a zone, and then if you're going to go somewhere like Traverse, you program Traverse in as one of your zones or something like that.
I don't know what kind of radio do you have. I'm not familiar with the zones and stuff like that.
It's part of my DMR radio. You can have different zone setups, and I want to program I want to have a cold plug that has every repeater in Michigan on it. Why not? And I just wanted to see if there's anybody out there that could tell me that what their setup is. You know, if they have maybe a lot of experience and a lot of stations programmed in their radio, then they'd be able to tell me what to do or how to organize it best.
Yeah, I know they've got some kind of website that tells you on all the repeaters all around Michigan and that. But have you ever looked into about programming your radio on YouTube?
Yeah, I don't need help like programming it, but it's like in particular I'm looking. I mean, I guess I could get some YouTubers' opinion on about it, but I guess I can keep reading about it and see if anything starts to click for me.
Yeah, no. You know Jack, WRUG, grade 8?
Yeah, I'm familiar with him. Well, I mean, I know who he is. I hear him on this repeater all the time, so. I have his call signs and all that, so. Maybe he'll be able to tell me what he thinks about it, because I know, from what I hear, he likes to go all over the place, so maybe he'll have an idea.
Yeah, or have you talked on the ham band recently? Do you have one of your closest repeaters set up in your rig?
Yeah, the only ham that I have is the UV5R, and the only stations or the only repeaters that are near me are on the 2-meter band, and there's not a ton of people on it. And, like, there's not much traffic, so it's hard to catch call signs. But I was on the net of it last night. I was on the net, the Saginaw net last night, and I think there's another one at 9 o'clock tonight where I'll get some more call signs. And maybe I can just kind of float that question out there tonight. I don't know.
Should be able to ask up during the net on if there's anybody that's got the same kind of radio that you have or just opinions.
Yeah, I'm basically just looking for opinions, because most of the stations or most of the repeaters that I'm plugging in they're just standard FM analog repeaters, so. It's the radio that I'm getting is a HD2 GMR, but it's not DMR related per se. I think that there may be other radios that have domes as well.
I have a fire pager. I enjoy monitoring public safety communication, and it's a Unication G5 pager, and it's got zones and stuff like that. So what the zones are for me is where it's got different. It's probably set up the same way. It's almost like your radio. So I'm not familiar. Like I said, you just have to try setting it up the way you feel your, like, zone one, do all the area repeaters that you have, and then go from there.
Right on, because right now I have them all, they're basically they're all in one big zone. And I can flip through them by location, and then you know, I have all the frequencies and tones and all that. So I think I'm just going to do it by location. Because, I mean, the only time that it would be a pain to find something was if I didn't have a phone connection, which is basically what I'm basing my setup off as. Like, I don't want to have to rely on the internet someday to look up a repeater and its information. I just kind of want it to like work out of the box. I can set up like a little scan group, and it'll pick up on a repeater if there's any traffic that's near me.
Yeah, I copy that. Yeah, I know the 440 band is busy, and I think they have, like, how this network that we're talking on right now, where it's linked to Detroit and Mayville and Flint and Saginaw and that, the 2-meter and 440 have similar systems like that also.
Yeah, so the story behind that is that the 70-centimeter, the 400 band, a.k.a. 77-centimeter, is the closest ham repeaters are over 10 miles away, and I have a really hard time hitting it with that little UV-5R. So I'm pretty much limited to the 2-meter band, which is, the 100 band. And, there was a guy, now that I'm thinking about it, there was a guy that would have been good to ask on there last night. Maybe he'll be on again tonight, because there was one guy that did satellite communication, and I'm like, I'm writing his call sign down, because I've got questions, you know?
Can't copy that. You might need to get a mobile antenna.
A mobile antenna for this radio?
You put it on a steel dish or a steel cookie sheet, put it by a window, and that works pretty good.
So I need a dish. I can make that happen. That would be very, very interesting. All right. Well, maybe I'll clear the repeater for now. I appreciate you answering my call, and I hope you have a fantastic day. If I don't talk to you again, maybe I'll talk to you tomorrow. So this is WSID 817.
Roger, Roger. Always good talking to you, Mike. And best of luck to you. And I know there's fellow GMRS operators out here that are ham radio operators also. So and just like helping you out with GMRS, they'd be happy to help you out with the ham band also. So I thought I heard 922. I thought was ham operator also, but I could be wrong, and he's out in Genesee County, so, yeah, there's got to be somebody that'll help you out, but, yeah, I'll clear here, have yourself a good one, and good luck, and maybe we'll talk to you later or tomorrow for sure, WSCU 844, and we'll be on the side.
That guy out there, Mike. This is WSDJ 347. There are some websites you can look at to find your channels and everything.
You know, I got all my channels. I went on Repeater Book for all the ham repeaters and all that, and I have them sorted by distance and distance away from me, But I have, like, I have certain areas grouped together, like Mayville, and there's a bunch of stuff up in Traverse and down by Detroit area. So I have them all kind of grouped together by name and distance away from here, or where you know where my house is. So it's more like. I have the whole radio programming thing figured out for the most part. It's mostly like, how do you guys keep all your stations straight?
Like you said, you go to Radio Reference or something, or repeater book, and I guess depending what area you want to be in and travel, you go on there and pick out the repeaters you want to get onto. That's what I do. Like down here, I got them like this one and Hazel Park and different places that have repeaters, and I load them up. And then up north, I have where I go up north and stay at. Do the same thing. Put them in all the local areas and put them in there and save them.
Well, I think what I'll do with the zones is I'll just have like a Michigan zone, or if I'm going to travel to another state, I'll create another zone and have those frequencies in there. So, all right, thanks a lot, fellas. This is WSID817.
Roger that. WSDJ347. This is Joe. We'll be monitoring the channel. WSGU844 calling WSHR566. You on the radio? You on WSHR566. WSGU844.
That's station 488. You got a copy? WRGX218. No copy on station. WRGU488.
WSGH 922 monitoring. Station 993, Chad, station 993, WSGH 922. WSGH 922, clear.
WSGH 993, mobile and monitoring.
993, WSGH 922.
Good afternoon, 922.
Hey, when you got your new bow things for that deal, did you get a hand mic with it?
Yes, indeed. Two hand mics, a couple antennas. The batteries, the radios, three antennas. It was like a real long antenna, whip antenna, like a shorter whip antenna, and then a real, real tiny antenna. Looks like a bullet. Two hand mics, a battery for each radio and the radio. Yes, indeed.
Okay, because the first ones that I ordered did not come with the hand mic, but these ones did, and they come with that stubby bullet antenna like you're talking about, and one of them came with a power or a programming cable. So I was like, wow, this is a crazy deal here, but I didn't get all that stuff in the first batch.
Roger, yep, programming cables in both of my radios. I got two programming cables as well also.
Okay, yeah, that's unbelievable. All right, well, I was just curious if I got a bonus pack here, but it sounds like they shipped them out the last batch with all this extra goodies in it. Good deal.
Yes, sir, copy that, definitely. You ordered the first batch for the $18.95 special or whatever it was, and then you said you ordered another batch, right? That was like $30-some. Is that correct?
No, I ordered one, which is a two-pack for $18.99, and it didn't come with the hand mic or the power. The three antennas came with the two antennas and no programming cable. So I ordered two more, or one more, which is a two-pack, and this just came today. It's been like 2.5 weeks or whatever since I ordered them, but they finally came today, and they have all, everything, you know, that we just said. So kind of a bonus, I guess.
Yes, sir, definitely. That's wonderful. That's awesome, man. Couldn't beat it, man. That's definitely was a deal for sure. Now, last night, I think that was, there was a girl you were talking to, mobile or something or whatever. Was that your wife or your daughter or whatever that you were talking to?
Yeah, that was my daughter and my ex-wife, yep.
Copy that. So you even got them some radios, too, so they're up and running. That's awesome.
Yeah, that was the plan, pass them around to everybody. So we got people down in Lake Orion and Swartz Creek and Burton, all over the place.
Roger,
Roger that. I hear you. Now, you're a ham operator, too. Now, you got any other family member that's better ham operators as well, or just you?
Nope. Nobody else in the family, but my mom, my late mom, she was a ham operator back in the 80s. And she was an extra. I didn't have any. That's crazy because I had no desire to get into ham radio back then. I was only 10 or 12 years old. But here I am. But, yeah, she was the first woman in Genesee County to get her extra license. And she was also the president of the local radio club here. So she was big, you know, into it. And I sold all their equipment after my father passed away, so now I'm buying it all back again.
Yeah, I hear you there, for sure, definitely. Yeah, it can be expensive, no doubt, for sure. WSDM 993 for radio identification. Well, that's cool, man. That's awesome. So you must be a technician, I assume, correct?
Yep, just technician at the moment. I'm going to start studying here soon to get my general.
Roger that. So I'm assuming it must go technician class and then general class and then extra class, correct?
Yeah, that's the way it is now. But back in the day when my mom was doing it, it was, I think it was novice, general, extra. Or there was, I think, four different classes. They've shortened them up a little. They only have three now instead of four, and you don't have to do the CW part of it.
Copy that. So once you get your technician class and then you pass that, if you want to move to the next one, you have to go in order to get to the next one, or can you skip that one and jump to the next? How does that work?
Well, you can take the test. I don't know if they give you three tests at once, but I know when I took my tech, they charge you $15 to take it. And I took my general. They asked me if I wanted to take the test, and I said, well, what the heck, I'll give it a whirl. And I took the general, too. But you can just go right to an extra if you want. I mean, take it.
Do that for sure. Now, just starting out though, if you're just starting out as a first timer, you got to start with the tech first, though, correct?
Yep, we got to start. I mean, you could actually, you don't have to start at the tech. You can take the extra license right off the bat. You don't have to start there, is I guess what I'm saying. You can take the other ones right off the bat.
Copy that one. I hear you, for sure. Well, that's cool, man. That's awesome. But, yeah, I'm glad you got your radios. I'm glad they sent you some extra stuff in there. That's awesome. But, yeah, you said the first batch or whatever didn't have the extra stuff, you said, eh?
No, it did not.
I hear you, for sure, definitely. But, all right, man, well, I got to run into the store here for my friend or whatever. I got to grab her stuff from the store here. But it was definitely good talking with you again, my friend, and glad you made it home from Saginaw safely. Hope you're doing well, feeling well. And we'll definitely do it again, Greg. It's been a pleasure. WSBM 993 Mobile, clear and monitoring after your final.
Okay, Chad, have a good evening here. We're just getting ready to eat some dinner here, so... We'll talk to you later. WSGH 922 will be clear.
WSAA 336, WSAA 336, WSBM 993 mobile copy. WSBM 993 clear, monitoring.
U-7-8-U-357, anybody got a copy over here in Royal Oak?
copy that, 357. This is, you're coming in loud and clear. This is WSID 817. I don't know who's listening, but, you know, I've been waiting for my new radio to come in. It finally came in today. Came in the mail. I opened it up. I've been so excited for it. No programming cable. Didn't come with one. Order one. It's going to take 2 to 3 weeks to come in. You've got to be kidding me. This is WSID 817 monitoring.
WRDC 336, WQZJ 969, copy.
WSGG 772, monitoring.
How you doing, Station 772? How's your day going, man? Do you wanna monitor or you wanna chat? Give me a chat for a minute.
I'm on my way home from my jets. Picked up some pizza for dinner and had a good day for a Monday. Nice sunny. Could be a little warmer.
Copy that. This is Station WSID 817. What kind of pizza did you pick up? Is it for the family? You get pepperoni or did you get Supreme? What kind of guy are you?
Well, like Little Caesars, I'm a last slice wiper, but I'm single, but I got a pizza for dinner tonight and lunch tomorrow at work and a pasta salad and cheese sticks. Jets kind of screwed up on my order, so they threw me in some freebies.
Sounds like a pretty good day to me then, even if it was a Monday. That'd be great, you know, that's great. Yeah, I've had a pretty busy day, but I'm just sitting around listening to the radio now. I'm probably going to cut some grass in a little bit, but yeah, it's good to hear you. Yeah, I hope you have a fantastic day, and I hope you drive safely. I'll let you go. This is WSID 817.
You have a pleasant evening, and it's a pleasure chatting with you. WSGG 772. This is Paul monitoring.
This is Mike. Copy that, 772.
Copy that, Mike.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, live and monitoring your frequency from Redbird LZ.
Good evening there, Bob, Sheboygan 544, WSBM 993.
993, good evening, sir. I've been copying your mail all day. Hope you're still doing well. I'll copy, over.
Roger that. Just heard you in there, Bob. Wanted to jump in there and say hello to you. Hope all is well up in Sheboygan County. Hope you're hanging in there. Just wanted to jump in and say hello. So you take care. Have yourself a good rest of your evening, my friend. Stay safe. And hope life's treating you well. And we'll definitely talk with you again. WSBM 993 Mobile and Monitoring.
993, all good. Copy, sir. As I said, I've been copying your mail all day as I usually monitor. I always don't ring in there. And then I kind of got the tower sorted out, the antenna sorted out, and the base station back up there after the old storm up here. I had quite a bit of damage done to the old setup. But yeah, always a pleasure, sir. You and yours be safe, and as always, you mobile station is awesome, sir. WRCT 544, clear and monitor.
Good to hear your voice, station 544. This is WSID 817. How are you doing today? Yeah, that's great that you're always listening. Well, I'm usually tuned in too. But what time you turn the radio on in the morning?
WRZT 544 for identification, sir. As you know, Bob up here in Sheboygan County, there's typically an HT on till the wee hours of the morning, and then typically I rise anywhere from 04 on, and as I said, we just got the base station back up in the shack there and repaired and all the antenna and tower work on there, so yeah, I'm typically monitoring, so you can call out any time there, Roger.
Roger that. I'll have to write down your letters. I've only got your numbers right now. But yeah. I hope the damage wasn't too terrible, and I'm really glad that you got your radio back up and that you're listening again. So yeah, I like to wake up around 6 in the morning and or so, and roll out of bed. And I like to say good morning to someone in the morning. I'll call you out. It's been nice talking to you. This is WSID 817.
Happy birthday to you there, by the way, too, Bob.
You're there, 817. What's the personal on that end there?
Happy birthday, Bob. This is Mike. Very nice to, that's awesome that it's your birthday. How young are you today?
You don't ask a girl that on the first date, Russell. I'm 66 years young, retired United States Army, Roger.
Roger that. You're coming in real good. So happy birthday, happy 66, and thanks for, it sounds like you might have served, too, so... That's always interesting. I like to thank people for their service. And, it's good talking to you. Great to meet you. This is WSID 817. I'll continue to monitor.
817, it's a pleasure meeting you. It's a pleasure speaking with you. And thank you for the kind words. Yeah, I did serve, and I'd do it again if they let me. And again, welcome to the MIA Network, and you call out any time, Oscar. And we have some interesting conversations in the wee hours of the night about radio theory or this or that, so keep tuned. And again, sir, thank you for being in my receipt. WRZT 544, clear and monitoring.
WSAA 336, monitoring.
Chuck, come back, Chuck. How was your day?
Oh, real good, Mike. Yours?
It was good. It was busy, but it was good. I can't complain. I got into the zone this morning, started working, made up, been working on code plug a little bit, walked the dogs a little bit. Can't complain. It's been a good day.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Sometimes the best days are busy days.
Well, I actually like the complete opposite. On my holiday weekends, and, so I go on camping trips a lot. Definitely, this weekend is a holiday weekend. I'm going up around the Asabo River to go camping, primitive camping sites, away from, you run out of cell service eventually. But I love sitting in nature and, just observing everything. And relaxing as much as possible, too.
I'm 100% with you, man. I love sitting out in the woods. Even if I'm not seeing deer or if I'm hiking, whatever, I just love it.
Yep, that's right. I'm not a big hunter. I do like to shoot, even though I don't do it very often. But I'm not a big hunter, but you'll catch me throwing a line out in the water every once in a while. But super great on the Savo. There's parts of the river that are better than others, but I just like being out in nature, taking my boat out with my dogs and letting them run around and stuff. And that's what I'm all about.
Oh yeah, me too, man. I like all the outdoor activities. Mainly like hiking, and I do enjoy camping. I only go a couple times a year, and then basically hunting camp. I love hunting camp, and like I said, I mean, if I see a deer, I'll take it, but if not, that don't bother me either. I love sitting out in nature.
What kind of hiking trips you've been on? Last year I went to Hocking Hills, which is, I think it's down in the Ohio area, if I remember correctly. And I took my dogs there, and we went all up and down everywhere. I took tons of pictures. I like taking pictures of nature and all that. So, I had a blast going down there. If you've never heard of it, you gotta go.
Yep, hiked it. It was nice. Just got on my other radio. How am I sounding on this one?
You sound really good. How am I sounding?
Good. My wife and I, we've hiked just about everything that you can hike in a day in the Smoky Mountains area. We hiked Hocking Hills, Red River Gorge in Kentucky. Now we're up goofing around in Munising area, and we're exploring our own turf for once.
Yeah, Munising. I think that's where the pictured rocks are. That's pretty great. I have a kayak. And I do enjoy kayaking. I usually do it on the Asabo River, though. But then I got a motorboat, and I started doing that instead. And it's just easier to move stuff around because I'm hauling all my camping gear out there, too. But that's awesome. You said down in Kentucky. I mean, thank God we live in such a beautiful country, and we can go to most of us can go to places that are like that, you know. But I'll look up that place. I've never been hiking in Kentucky. Only been through it.
Yeah, Pigeon Forge, Gatlinburg area. There's lots of trails around there. You would enjoy it. It's pricey to stay there, and eventually we bought a pop-up camper down there, but that's not fun. But anyway, we bought a travel trailer and started taking that down there because we ended up with a bunch of fleas on one of the trips. So we got kind of out of that realm, you know what I mean? So at least now we have a way to, but like I said, we did everything down in Tennessee, all the trails. There's like 900 and some miles of trails, but we never did the stretch of Appalachian Trail that was there. We were on parts of it, but we never really like stayed overnight or anything on that. Over.
Wow, I can't believe you got fleas. Hopefully they weren't too difficult to get rid of. I guess break. Hold on for a second. I lost my train of thought. The only kind of bugs we usually have to deal with out at the Asabo are the ticks or mosquitoes. You know, that's kind of the one thing about going further south is that you're going to end up dealing with more bugs or poisonous reptiles or spiders. That's the one thing I'd be worried about. But here in Michigan, the only thing that really survives the, you know, up north Michigan is probably the ticks. So I'm going camping up in the UP, and what I was going to tell you about is the recreation.gov they've got a database of all the like every primitive campsite there is in every forest. And that's how I found out about the Iron Jaw Lake campground in the middle of the Hiawatha Forest in the UP. So I booked that for 4 days, and then I turned around and did 5 days at the, I think it's the DH Day campground by Sleeping Bear Dunes. That's in July. I can't wait to go.
Oh, yeah, that's beautiful up there. This is going to be our third year going up there. we went along the lake shore. That's a beautiful hike. We ran across three hikers, mom, dad, and son, and they were doing the whole trail, staying over at campgrounds. It looked pretty rough by the time we seen them.
That's my radio restarted in the middle. I don't know if you caught my entire thing. I kind of went on for a little while, and then my radio restarted, and then I heard you come on. So, what were you just saying? Will you repeat your transmission, please?
Yeah, we were hiking on the lake shore, and ran across a mom, a dad, and their son. They've been on that whole trail. They were hiking the whole trail, and it looked pretty rough by the time we seen them. They must have been getting towards the end of it.
You talking about the down by Gatlinburg still?
No, up there by Munising. It's a Lake Shore Trail. Runs right along Pitchard Rocks.
Copy that. Munising. You know, the only time I've ever been to Munising is to go to work, and then I didn't even have time to take my kayak to go out in the Pictured Rocks.
Yeah, that can be pretty rough. There's a lot of people that don't use anything but sea kayaks. I don't know if that's what you have, but there's always an injury there, it seems.
I heard a rumor that they don't even let people go out there to go see them anymore because it's so rough. But yeah, I would imagine you have to have something relatively substantial to make sure you don't run into trouble. I've got some, what is it? I don't know what brand it is. It's like I think it's 16 feet long, single person kayak.
Yeah, that's a big one. Mine's a Pelican. I think it's 10 or 10-4 or something like that. This is WSAA 336 for radio identification.
My radio died. This is WSID 817. I switched radios.
Yeah, there was a few of the transmissions that I caught. I mean, I caught like enough words to know what you were saying, but I noticed you were having a little trouble there. Over.
Yeah, copy that. This one's hopefully got more battery. It's got a battery meter on it, so at least I'll know if it's dying. The other ones don't. That's kind of the bad thing about those ones. But yeah, what were we talking about? We were talking about Munising. Yeah, I mean, What are you doing up in Munising again? Are you on? Are you living up there now?
Negative. I live in Saginaw. I'm not far from you. You live in the township. I live in the city. No, we just go up there for a week. The place we stay is called Otter Lake, and it's a nice little lake. We take our kayaks out last year. I have had mine for 3 years, I think, and I didn't get it out much. I was hoping my wife would get into it, and she didn't, but I take it up camping and stuff, and the kids enjoy it, and yeah, so it's fun. I just don't do enough of it.
Yeah, copy that. I know exactly what you mean. I was in the kayaking for a while. I would take it out to Midland and out on I can't remember the body of water now, but there are lots of nooks and crannies to get into. Oh, it's probably it's definitely not. It's definitely not the lake that's drained now, but I did take it out there, too, back when there was water in it.
Yeah, they got a pretty nice kayak launch now, right at the end of Midland Road. You turn right on Gratiot, and it's that you cross the bridge there, and... it used to be an insurance company, and they turned it into kind of like a little nature preserve thing. And if you go to it would be the east side of the parking lot. They got stairs that go down with a kayak launch. So you get right on the tip of the Wasi there. And then we found another one in St. Charles that we want to go to. So hopefully hit them this summer.
All right, cool. Yeah, thanks for letting me know about those spots. You know, I thought I saw that first place that you were describing. I just never knew exactly what it was because I didn't look it up or anything. I just drove past it. But yeah, that's awesome. So I'll tell you what, I'm gonna wish you a fantastic evening and. I'm going to charge up my radios so they don't die out on me. And I'll go back to monitoring for a minute. But it was great talking to you. It was great talking to you. Hold on, I even forgot who you were. This is WSID 817. I'm still looking at my cheat sheet.
Okay, very good, Mike. This is Chuck, 336. Hey, yeah, you have a great evening, too. And chat with you soon. WSAA 336, clear and monitoring.
WSAA 336, WSAA 336, WSBM 993, copy.
Go ahead, Chad.
Chuck, I tried calling you a couple times earlier, but you must not have been around. But anyways, no biggie. Just was checking in with you, seeing how you're doing. Hope all is well. Hope all is going well. Hope things good with you. Is your mom doing well now? I know you said she's home from the hospital. Is she doing better?
Yeah, 10-4 on that. She's doing better, but she has a fractured foot. And they found out that she has, due to cancer in her brain, she ended up with scar tissue, and they think that that's causing seizures.
Roger that. Sorry to hear about the cancer there. She has to go for treatment for that? Any chemo or radiation or any type of treatment?
No, that was a previous cancer. And, but now she has another spot, so they're treating her for that with pills. But, yeah, she's doing good, though. She's a trooper.
Hear that, yeah, so previous cancer then. So, kind of like, went and it kind of basically went dormant or went, you know,
in remission then or whatever. She don't got it anymore, so that's great that she doesn't have it anymore. But hopefully they can figure out the seizures and get everything taken care of and get things back on track with things. But I'm glad to, sorry to hear about the fractured foot there, leg or whatever, but hopefully she can, you know, get a little bit more stable. But I'm glad she's home and everything with you guys, you know?
Yeah, I appreciate that. What it was is she had melanoma like 7 years ago, and then they treated her till she wasn't responding positively to the treatment. She started having, there were some things in her body that were breaking down, and but that's been good. They check the they give her MRIs and whatnot, and she's been pretty much good there, but they found a different kind of cancer that's just above her stomach, and so that's what they're treating her for now. So anyway, she's holding in there, and yeah, thanks for the kind words, my friend.
Hear that? Well, like I said, you and her are definitely in my prayers, definitely in my prayers for sure, definitely. So, yeah, I'm glad other than that, I'm glad everything else is going pretty good for you. I got my new DB20G mobile radio coming tomorrow, my warranty replacement. Amazon will have it delivered tomorrow to me. The one that I'm currently on has been giving me some issues. I don't know if I told you or not, but it's been giving me some intermittent issues with the microphone, making some weird noises when you key it, and not allowing it to transmit correctly, and just been acting really weird. So definitely getting it replaced under a warranty replacement, so I'll have the new one tomorrow.
Hey, that's good, man. I'm glad you went that route because, you know, having to buy a microphone to a brand new ad don't make sense to me. But anyway, yeah, I just got, I'm talking on my DB20 now inside. I ordered another Nagoya antenna. I think it's a 771G or something. And anyway, it's a magnetic mount. I got it in my office here, so that's what I'm talking to you on now. How are we sounding?
All right, one second. I had to go over to the handheld here. Speaking of that, just talking about that microphone, just decided that I wanted to act up again. But I'm on HD now, so I might be a little staticky. But, yeah, you're sounding great, though. Definitely sounding really good, full quiet, loud and clear. Everything's sounding really good there, Chuck. Sorry about that.
No worries. Thanks for the info, and hey, I got to run, but nice chatting with you. I'll jump on here in about a half hour or so. This is WSAA 336, clear on your final.
I'll hear that, 336. Sounds good, Chuck. We'll definitely do it again. It's been a pleasure. WSDM 993, clear and monitoring mobile. WRUG 488, WSBM 993, that second transmission had hardly any audio, any modulation at all there, Jack. Oh,
WRUG 488,
clear. WRUG 488, WSBM 993, copy.
How you doing?
Pretty good. That audio, that modulation is kind of like cutting in and out, or like coming in, like fades in and out or whatever on you. I don't know what's going on, if you're on a handheld or what, or hand mic or what, but it's kind of like bouncing up and down, like going in and going out. But question, what do you recommend for a what do you recommend for a good 50-watt GMRS radio mobile? All right, Jack, I'll have to get with you another time or whatnot. Your audio is hardly anything. I don't know what's going on. You're having some technical issues over there, but it's all good. We'll talk later or whatever about it a different time. Yeah, you hardly have any audio or modulation. WSBM 993, clear. Thank you. Negative.
Alright, I'm on my destination right now. I'll look after you from the base station.
WIUG. Sure, I did copy a little bit of that. WSDM 993, clear and monitoring.
Station 993, WIEG 488, copy.
WSBM 993, go ahead, 488.
How am I sounding right now? I think I'm sounding better, is it?
Oh, the first time when you just said 993, when you first reached out to me, you had good audio. Now it's no audio again.
Not right now. It should be a good audio now.
Up, you're good now.
Chad, these repeaters, all of them, they all 50-watt radio. I mean, 50-watt repeater. It does not make no sense to buy the 50-watt radio. And if you want a 50-watt radio, I don't know what you're trying to do with it, unless you go way up north and you're trying to reach somebody. Maybe you're out of the range or something like that. You probably could get to 58-watt radio. I don't know yet, but I'll find out.
Hear that, but you're saying it's really not beneficial or really worth getting a 50-watt is what you're saying then, correct?
Are you spending your money for nothing?
I copy you there. Okay, I was just curious then. Yeah, I'll hold off on that then. I'll hold off on that then for sure. I was just kind of curious, but I thought maybe, 50 watts would make a better improvement or more better, enhancement. But I'll take your word on it and go through with that and won't even waste my money on it then for sure.
Don't waste your money right now. Just hang around to the money. Yeah, till I let you know. But I do have 50 watt on the base station, and I'm not using the 50 watt. I'm only using the medium watts. The medium is about, 25, 20. That's all.
Copy. All right, well, I appreciate it, Jack. Thanks for getting back to me on that. I appreciate it. Yeah, like I said, I'm not going to waste my money or whatever on that then, so we'll go with your recommendation on that for sure. So appreciate you reaching back out and giving me the info on it. And I guess that's about it for now, my friend. take it easy, and we'll definitely talk with you soon. WSBM 993 mobile, clear and monitoring, that's your final.
Hey, Jack, just hang around, and if I find out what's a good 50 watt, I'll let you know. See, my 50 watt, it's a DMR and also analog, so I would not recommend that one for you.
Do that, copy that, Jack, for sure, definitely. One other quick question, too, Jack. So is GMRS radio, GMRS radio, is that considered digital or is that just analog?
No, I just said that's an analog. It's not digital. You cannot get digital on a GMRS radio.
All right. I was just curious. But, all right, man. Well, thanks again. I appreciate you as always. It's been a pleasure. We'll definitely do it again, my friend. You take care. WSBM 993 mobile, clear and monitoring.
Hey, take care. Have a good evening. WSBM 993 clear.
SHR566 to WSGU844, are you out there?
Hello, Kevin, WSGU844, what's up?
Oh, nothing much, just got back for training, thought I'd get on and say hello to you.
Hello there, how are you, buddy? How's training going?
Oh, it went okay. We went over the new engines today. I got to, I think Wednesday I got to go, I'm going to go driving.
They're probably a lot different from the Suffens, aren't they?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they're probably all computerized and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, yes, yeah, some of it is, but, I mean, it's, there's some stuff that's new and other stuff that are, like, the same. The only thing difference is it's a side mount.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, so you'll get the hang of it, right?
Oh, yeah, just... The more you put your hands on it, the better it is, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, copy that. Plus, they're enclosed also, where the Suffens aren't enclosed, right?
No, our Suffens are enclosed, just the pump panel was up on the top, you know, they had the bridge there where you were on top. But mostly all engines now are enclosed.
Oh, roger. Copy that.
Yeah, so tomorrow I'm going to go get my my G4 tweaked a little bit. I talked to that friend of mine. He told me I can come up there tomorrow, so I'm going to get it tweaked a little bit.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Hopefully he can program it the way you'd like it to be programmed. If not, like I said, go talk to Gary.
Yeah, so I got it the way I wanted. I got two channels that he didn't program for me. He just told me, you know, take it and listen to it and let me know what you think. So I think I'm gonna try to get him to put Selfridge in there, fire, and then like an EMS channel with all EMS, like Tri-Hospital and, MedStar, stuff like that, if he can do that, I don't know.
Yeah, probably could. Radio reference has a frequency, so yeah, it should work.
Yeah, that's where he gets it from.
Now, do you have Richmond Lennox in there right now?
I'm not sure because I haven't really listened to EMS that much. I mean, Fire. So I don't know if he has it on there or not. I haven't, like I said, I haven't really listened to it. But, like, on the one Fire channel I got, he's got Clinton Township Police on it and Utica. I want him to take them out of there. You know, go through there, make sure it's all Fire. I haven't heard Sterling Heights yet. I've heard Clinton Fire and, of course, us and Warren. But I want to make sure he's got Roseville and all of them in there. I haven't heard them, but like I said, I haven't listened to it a lot. But I want to make sure he takes some police out of there.
Yeah, copy that. I'll just make sure he puts Richmond Lennox in there and 50 Fire 1 and 50 Fire 2. That's the fire ground frequencies for Macomb County. Make sure you have those.
Yeah, I would imagine he would do that because I say I wanted Fire, but I would imagine he put all those in there. But I'll ask him if he's got all the mutual aid channels in there and stuff like that. And St. Clair County, I went... When I went to church yesterday, I took it with me, and I heard, I don't know who, oh, it was, not Birchville, I heard them on there. And I don't know, you know what, I think I did hear, I heard Tri-Hospital, I think, too, I think.
Oh, that's cool. Good, good. Yeah, and, see if he can, give you, where you can open it up, listen to everything, because that comes in handy, and just let them know that you want to travel up, you travel up north, and if he can give you where it's open everywhere you go.
Oh, you mean like have one channel where it's just open, and when you whatever area you'll get, it'll pick it up?
Yeah, I don't know how you'd call it, a zone where one particular click, I don't know what they call it now, but anyways, yeah, Gary had it set where it's set for, it's open mode, and it's on a statewide frequency.
So, like, if I went up in that area, like, where your mom and dad's place is, like, where I will go hunting current up there, I could bring it with me, and I could hear the stuff up there then. Is that what you're saying?
Yep. That's the Roger. Yeah. So, yeah, just ask them to have, if you could have them set for open mode for the whole state.
Yeah, I have to tell them that. I didn't know that. That's cool, Sherman. So no matter, like when my daughter's getting married and she's going to, what the hell, I can't remember the city. Tiny, what city is she going to marry in now? Succotuck, so I could turn it to open and I could hear everything up there then.
Yep. Roger, roger. Well, tell Tanya that Kelly and I said hi.
Oh, yeah, Tanya goes for her second procedure tomorrow, so I'm not working tomorrow, so.
Roger, roger. Well, Kelly and I will keep her in our thoughts and prayers. Let us know how it goes.
All right, well, I'm sure I'll talk to you tomorrow, so. Well, hey, I just wanted to get on and say hi to you. I tried calling you yesterday in the evening a couple times, and I figured you were either busy or you went to bed early, so. WSHR 566,
clear
after your last.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, Kelly and I had dinner and we played some cards. Yeah, I had the radio low, so sorry about that. But, all right. Yeah, have a good evening. And like I said, tell Tanya that Kelly and I said hi, and she's in our thoughts and prayers, and let me know how it goes tomorrow, and... Yeah, you guys enjoy the rest of your night, and have a good day tomorrow, and we'll talk to you sometime tomorrow. So, All right. Take care, buddy. And WFDU 844, and we'll be clear and monitoring for a little bit longer.
844 Sherman, WSDM 993, copy.
Yeah, Chad, go ahead.
Hey, Roger. Just wanted to jump in there and say hello. Hey, I had a quick question. I don't know what you and Kevin were really talking about there. I would assume it had something to do with, like, police scanners and stuff like that, police frequencies and fire frequencies on police scanners. But what I was wondering, I don't know if you have any information. I was trying to actually consider purchasing me a police scanner, police fire, you know, scanner, you know, basically a scanner. And I was wondering if you have any idea on what may be a good handheld, like, police fire scanner to purchase.
Well, Uniden is probably the best bet. It's, SD 100, something like that. That's the handheld, if I'm not mistaken. And then there's the SD 200, which is a base. But yeah, they're pricey. They're over $600 for a brand new one. If you go on eBay, you might be able to get one cheaper. But yeah, everything nowadays is all digital, and one of those will be able to pick it up. Unless you find a used one, a Whistler, that's what I have, and it's not bad. If you're close enough to repeater, it'll be all right. Let me unkey so I don't time out.
Roger, so you're saying that Whistler or Uniden, you can't buy a brand new one, you're saying, for like around $150, $250 handheld, brand new?
Negative. Not for a digital one. Yeah, they're very pricey. Yeah, but the one that Kevin and I were talking about is the Unification. I have the G5, which that can pick up the P25, the 800 digital talk groups that they use in the state of Michigan. And then it also picks up VHF. And then Kevin, his radio that he has is a G4, and that only picks up the P25 system, which is a digital system for Michigan. And those run with the charger anywhere from $600 to $700.
Wow, man, that's incredible, amazing, unbelievable. Something, isn't it? Well, that's way out of my price bracket. I can't afford those prices, fortunately. Maybe if I find something that's decent and used, maybe something that's used and decent, you know, in good condition, maybe I could find something cheaper for maybe around that $200, $250 price range, you thinking maybe possibly, eh, or no?
Yeah, check eBay. You never know. My Whistler was, I think, around almost $300. That was about, I don't know, I think I've had it for about 5 years. Radio Shack has the Pro 96, and that's been out for quite a while, and you might be able to pick one of those up for $150, $200. And that picks up the stuff that you need to use for the digital systems. But, yeah, just got to keep your eye open and trust the people that you buy it from.
Roger that, WSDM 993 for radio identification. Getting back to that Whistler that you have, I don't know if that's a base or a handheld. You said 300. Now, is that 300 new you purchased it for, or was that 300 used?
Yeah, it was $300 brand new, something like that. Like I said, it's been a while. But Whistler went out of business. So
so he won't be able to pick up any brand new ones from them or any parts or anything, but they're still around and people are selling on eBay brand new ones. So yeah, like I said, you just got to look around on eBay and, like I said, trust, just make sure that they've got good word of mouth. And yeah, that's all I really know.
Roger that. So whatever I get, you know, if I find something used, I want to make sure that it's UHF, VHF, and make sure that it's digital, correct?
Yes, that's a Roger. Yeah, make sure it picks up the T25 systems, which is the Michigan Public Safety Communication System.
T25, Michigan Public Safety radio system is what you're saying, correct?
Roger. And yeah, if you know stuff about radio reference on the internet, you can also monitor that stuff through them on Broadcastify.
Copy that for sure. Yeah, like these GMRS radios that we got, like DB20, you know, Radio Oddity, you know, all these handhelds and these mobile units that everybody uses out here on GMRS, none of these radios I don't think can be programmed or anything for police or fire or anything to monitor and listen, can they?
Yes, they can be for VHF and UHF. There is still some agencies that broadcast over those systems. Bay County, Saginaw County, Lapeer County, they still transmit on VHF just for toneouts of where the scene is. But after that, they go to talk groups that are on the digital 800 systems.
Copy that for sure. All right, yeah, so I appreciate all the information, you know, so maybe just, like you said, kind of browse around, look around, do some window shopping or whatever, look, some, you know, and look on eBay is what you said would probably be my best bet to try to find something that's, you know, decent used and in decent condition, basically. That would probably be my go-to or my start there, probably, is what you're saying, correct?
Yes, affirmative. That is your best bet, my friend. I'll keep my eyes open, my ears open. If I hear anything, I'll definitely let you know. I know Kevin is looking for, 566 was looking for something also. But, yeah, like I said, the radio that he has only picks up the digital stuff. But he also uses the ball thing to monitor the VHF and the UHF.
Copy that. All right, my friend. Well, I appreciate you very much so with all the information and advice there that you've given me. I'll do some looking around on eBay and see what they may have to offer on there. But in the meantime, my friend, it's been a pleasure. You have yourself a good evening. You take care. Always good talking to you and hearing from you. And we'll definitely do it again. But for now, you take care and have a good one. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring after your final.
Roger, roger, Chad. Awesome. I enjoy sharing the hobby that I've been doing for over 40 years. It's a lot of fun. I've been monitoring emergency communications for a very long time, and yeah, it's changed over the years, but yeah, I miss the good old days where the VHF would skip and you'd hear stuff from Ohio, and it was a lot of fun. So, and yeah, good luck, and let me know. All right, and have yourself a good evening. Great talking to you, like always. And, yeah, we'll talk to you again soon. WFTU 844. We'll talk to you later.
Roger that. Sounds good, my friend. Thanks again, as always. WSBM 993. Cool.
Hey, Chad, remember that 6350, the Motorola, is digital. WITG 959.
Roger that. You said that that could be programmed for police and fire as well, or what?
There are ways to program them, and there's, but you have to, you're going to have to eventually get online and get a Motorola ID, and then you have to get the permissions. You have to, well, you have to pay for the permissions to program in certain things into those radios.
Roger that. By the time you do all that, I might as well just go just buy a regular police and fire scanner and just go that route, probably. It'd probably be better just to go that route, wouldn't it? I don't know, maybe not.
Well, I mean, it would be good for certain things, where other things you would still need, you know, some kind of a scanner. If you want a scanner just for UHF, VHF, and it's already got all the, I'm pretty sure it's already got all the Saginaw and surrounding areas and shit programmed into it. I've got one sitting here. You can have it. I never use it. It's been sitting under my bed probably for 5 years now at least.
Are you talking about a scanner, or what are you referring to that you have sitting under your bed there? Is that like a handheld or a base or what?
It's like a little base scanner that covers all of that for the ones that they do still, like he said, the tone outs and stuff like that, you'll still hear those, and then it also does, you know, all the NOAA weather and all that crap and everything.
Copy that. So you'll, like, I would, like, hear, like, Central Dispatch saying, like, they would maybe, like, however they dispatch out Saginaw Central for Saginaw TD, such and such location we have this. I would hear something like that on there, or I wouldn't hear that.
I think the only thing that you can still listen to is fire and EMS. And basically, it's just the tone-out call, which tells you where they're going and what the actual call is about or what the caller said on the 911 call. After that, you don't hear anything.
Copy that. I hear you. All right, yeah, sounds good. So getting back to the Motorolas or whatever, you're referring to the Motorola mobile unit that I got over there at your house? You're referring to the Motorola handhelds that I have where those could be programmed digital for, what you're talking about there, fire and all that, or is that just on the mobile unit?
The handheld that we actually have working already, if you get the right permissions and everything in it, I'm pretty sure that thing can be programmed P25. Don't quote me on it. I'm not absolutely positive, but I'm pretty sure it can be. But like I said, you have to pay for the permissions. You have to go through the programming and all that and everything. It's not an easy process, but I'm pretty sure it can be done.
Hey, copy. I hear you. WSBM 993 for radio ID. DB20 mobile unit replacement will be here tomorrow, too, just to let you know. But whenever you're available to do that, at your convenience or whenever you're available, no rush, just whenever you can, you know, you got time.
Yep, just let me know when you get it. What was I going to say? Yeah, that can even be programmed with... One of those can actually be programmed with the UHF, VHF tone-out frequencies. But it's kind of a waste of space for the radio, and then you're trying to listen to your regular radio and listen to that at the same time. But the only other option is you could probably make one of those Bofangs you just got into just a scanner of those types of frequencies if you wanted to. We could program one of those up that way.
See that, yeah, that'd be kind of cool or neat or whatever if we might be able to possibly, you know, do something like that. That would be pretty cool. Definitely, for sure. That sounds like a plan, man, definitely, for sure.
I mean, where I'm at, I've got one of my radios with the Shiawassee EMS and fire department. That's the only thing where I'm at that's even remotely close enough for me to hear that still does VHF tone outs on it. Everybody else is digital. So, like I said, you're not going to hear a whole hell of a lot, but you will hear some.
Copy, for sure. Even something to listen to is cool or whatever it may be. You know, call out, tone out, whatever you're calling it.
Alrighty, well, I'm going to go back on the side here and do some more monitoring and relax. So I will talk to you later. Like I said, just let me know whenever you get that radio in and you want to get it done. And have yourself a good rest of your night. WITG 959, clear and monitoring.
And copy that. What's your availability looking like for, you know, moving forward, like from tomorrow on, what do you have available?
The usual. Same old, same old.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, I'll get a hold of you. I'll text you or call you or reach out or whatever. We'll get it figured out for sure. But when I come out with the new DD20, do I need to bring the old one with, or can I just, do you need that one?
No, just the programming cable, which I think they still got yours here. I think you left yours here. So, we should be good there.
I left the programming cable there?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that Redivis bag was still sitting on the end of my bed there, so yeah, I think you forgot to grab the programming cable there when you were on your way out, so if we got a cable, so just the new radio, that's all we need.
Alright, sounds good, man. We'll be in touch then. Appreciate it. We'll talk to him soon, and we'll get a hold of you at WSPM 993, clear and monitoring.
WSGI 432 monitoring and mobile.
This is not CB radio. Pushing the button and whistling into it is not a proper way to test the radio.
WSDS 447.
WSIE 375, testing handheld, anyone copy?